My name is Bolobolo Yenikwinga, and I'm from Kumaj clan and a senior cultural ceremony leader.
And can you help us, because SBS radio is about languages, can you please tell us what languages you speak in?
I speak Kumaj language in Arnhem Land, and that's where all my people are Kumaj. I've spoken around here.
Could you please talk about the history of the Garma Festival?
This land, the Garma, is situated in a Kumaj land, and it's a very, very significant place of Kanbulapula. It's a dreaming area that we've been always been on our song line and the area all around where the Garma site is.
What does the word Garma mean?
The word Garma means is a big thing. Garma means, in the past, we had Garma that was belonged, some of the clans that owns the land where they get people from everywhere. And they come and they do their ceremony and they teach young men, young boys to paint, teach them how to dance and teach them how to become leaders. That's what Garma is all about.
You have a ceremony every day of the festival, a dance ceremony with the men's dance. And can you talk about the song cycles and that special dance for the ceremony each day?
Yes, we do. We do a dance every day. Every day that is performed from the land, from the area where we are situated right now. And all the song cycles that we sing is all around from the area where we are now. Escarpments, the rivers, the plains, and the trees, all in one. That's how we dance and perform here at Garma.
Because you're a senior cultural man, you'd obviously have a responsibility to oversee the cultural ceremony of the festival, and you would have obligations regarding that. Can you share with our audience, please, your responsibility with that?
Yes, I have a big responsibility on that. And there's, cultural things that I have to pass on to a younger generations. And as we go along, we pass to our young people that they can be taught and be leaders in the past. So that's what we're doing right now.
So you would also have protocols around other family groups and cultural groups coming in on country. Can you share about that protocol, please, and the ceremony around that?
It is, yeah. The protocol is the main issue here. That Yoto Yindi means mother and a child is running the show here at Garma, and people come from everywhere. They perform their own culture, dancing and singing, and everybody shares that around Arnhem Land.
I could imagine it would be a very big time for you there. You know, there'd be so many preparations for people coming in on country, not just the setting up of places for people, but also around the cultural protocols.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we are aware of that people do come and participate on and share our knowledge, and they share theirs and to the people who comes, business people who have, they come and they learn about our culture.
So you would make a lot of new friendships as well.
Exactly right. Yeah, we do many different places and we make friends and and we share things with them.
And do you find that most people are respectful towards your family and your family's cultural protocols regarding coming on country?
Yes, they do. They respect that very, very wisely, and they do respect our culture of what we do here at Karma every year.
I wanted to ask you, because with your dancing with the men and you're working with the boys to grow up strong with culture, because of the problems that we have, obviously this week there's been a lot of media attention around the treatment of boys in custody and the problems that a lot of families are facing. Can you please share with us regarding your law around that treatment of children in custody and what your community's try to do to keep your boys protected from that kind of abuse?
Yeah, that kind of a problem on custody is really disgusting, and we don't like that around our way. What we do with our young people, we take them out bush and we teach them discipline, we teach them the right way and the cultural way of our way of living and hunting and so on.
What advice would you give when it comes to, because those boys obviously haven't had any consultation, like there hasn't been, if they've had issues around self-harm and suicide and they're not having any proper cultural support or safety around these incidences where their families aren't being consulted or there aren't a conference, even a video conference with elders, like that kind of cultural support in these juvenile detention centres, was that something that you think that should be brought out right through Australia?
Yes, of course, that would be appropriate for young Aboriginal people around Australia, that, you know, to ask about things like where they want to go and where they want to learn about things like cultural way, you know, like right being for them, you know, it would be to become a cultural person. And that's what young children are missing.
Because it protects them, it also helps them to learn to love themselves, doesn't it?
Of course.
And is there anything else that you'd like to say about the festival for people who probably would consider wanting to go, or even just watching on television some of the ceremony? I mean, what does it mean for you personally as a cultural lawman and cultural educator? What does it mean for you at this time of year?
To me, it's really very, very important for younger children to learn these things when they are, like, in a festival like this. It is very important for them to learn and keep it in their mind that this will be going on their mind, and they will keep it as their own culture. That's what we do here, to teach children how to behave and learn how to be a cultural person when they grow up.